You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway. I'm celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong, welcoming you to part two of our Frozen First National Tour celebration. If you listened to the last episode, we got to talk to the incredible Mason Reeves, who plays Kristoff, and he is fantastic and a great human and a supremely talented performer. And one of his partners in crime in the show Frozen is the reindeer Sven, and it is portrayed by two different actors on the tour, and we are speaking with one of them today, and I'm really excited to hear about how he got his role, what drew him to this role, and the evolution of his career. So we're going to talk to Evan Strand right now. Okay, we're all set. Evan Strand, welcome to West of Broadway.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really great, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk this morning.
I know
you guys all have a crazy schedule being on tour, but I really appreciate getting a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely want to dive into the show and hear all about that and the role that you're playing, which is mind-boggling. It's so cool. But first, I mean, I've been doing a lot of research online, and you have a fascinating story as arc that led you to the role that you're currently playing. I was hoping you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up as a ballet dancer. That was where the primary amount of my training really came from. I've been dancing. I've been dancing for about 25 years, close to it. And even though I'm not, there was a point I got out of it and did less ballet and got more into the acting and musical theater side. I still do dance work. I still book some dance jobs here and there. But I joined a jazz company in Chicago right out of high school. That led me to going out and auditioning for Joffrey Ballet, which was like my ultimate company that I wanted to be with, and after kind of seeing how everything was operating and the way companies work, I realized I didn't want to get out of it. It wasn't the direction I wanted to go, and at 19 I was going, well, shoot, what do I do? So I actually went back to school. I was trained to be a firefighter, and same thing, I got through the program and I went, nah, this isn't it, I don't want to do this. God bless the men and women that do it, but it just wasn't for me.
Sure.
So I howled around a bit, jumped over to Tokyo and did back to Tokyo Disney, which was one of the best experiences of my life. Learned some Japanese and enjoyed the hell out of it. And came back, and what brought me back was, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so I was going to say, so you've been a Disney cast member like in the past before Frozen. That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I've done other little things. I've done workshops. Like I did the Frozen workshop for the Anaheim Park, and I did the opening to Cars Land, and you know, little fun things like that.
Sure.
Excellent. And then I was working with a woman, Marie de la Palme, who I did the Cage with, and several other pieces. I have the Cage on my website. It's probably the most prominent one. And I wanted to work with her, so I came back after Japan, and I worked with her for a little while. And I was doing the ballet Firebird with my home company, Southland Ballet Academy, Southland Ballet Theater. Mm-hmm. And I had several people come up to me after the performance saying, wow, that was amazing. Your acting was so good. I didn't even recognize you. You should get into acting. And I went, you know, I kind of like that idea.
Very cool.
And so I just... I took a couple classes in college, and I said, you know, I really like this. And I did a 1970s version of Romeo and Juliet, and played Paris. Had a great time with that. And a couple of guys in that show were taking an acting class with a woman, Jocelyn Jones. And I got into her studio, and I studied acting with her for about 8 years. And that really propelled me into where I'm at today and doing everything. And she's actually the reason I got into singing, because of my ballet, I was with my agents. They would send me out for musical theater stuff all the time, and I would blow through the dance numbers, and then I'd get singing, and I could not sing. I could not sing a single note. I mean, I was horrible. And I finally got some training with it. About 2.5 years in, I was really starting to audition for some big stuff. I went out. I was super excited when I got to go out for America in Paris, and they were pretty seriously considering me for Jerry and all this stuff. And that was a nice, really nice push forward in the sense of like, wow, I could do this. I can actually do this now with the training that I have and just continuing to push forward. I can do this. And bringing us to here with this tour, I'm ecstatic to be able to really fulfilling my dreams with it, you know?
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like with your background in ballet and your background with training to be a first responder, like these are all things that build your, like you can't go through either one of those things without being dedicated, without having an incredible work ethic, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just like, even though those weren't the right fits, develop the right skills to get you to become the successful performer that you are today, which is really amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really why I enjoy being an actor so much, because, you know, those are fun to mention. Everybody's like, well, you're a ballet dancer and you're a firefighter? Whoa. Like, I've been doing martial arts for 17 years. I'm going through my third degree black belt right now. I grew up playing all kinds of sports, baseball, soccer, wrestling. I did track and field. I pole vaulted, archery, horseback ride. I mean, you name it, I probably did it. And acting has been the only place that has allowed me to utilize all of my talents and flourish. I mean, I submitted a video for sword fighting, and I just pulled out my sword and did a couple of moves and got to do it. I did a commercial that I had to pole vault in. And I thought I'd never use that skill for anything other than that. But
hilarious. Well, okay. So, tell me, you get the call for to audition for Sven for Frozen. What was that like? What goes through your head, like, as far as this is a brand new opportunity? It seems like.
So I actually got the call for the ensemble audition.
Okay.
And when I got there, I told the casting directors, "It's like, hey, I'd love to be considered for Sven." And they're like, oh, well, yeah, okay, sure, let's do it.
So we just amazing.
So I did the whole audition. I did the ensemble audition and went through everything, and they put me through all that. And then I got the call in April to come out, fly out to New York, and do the Sven final callback, emphasis on final. And I was like, oh. And I had a couple other jobs I'd already signed contracts with. I couldn't break them. I couldn't make it to New York, and I was devastated. I was like, I'd been expecting this. I'd been hoping for it. I'd been somewhat planning for starting in September to come out to New York and start the tour and be good for a year. And I it all kind of fell to pieces right in front of my eyes. And I spent a week, and I was kind of devastated. And I emailed my contacts with the company. I sent them a letter saying, hey, I'm very sorry. This is not what I expected. I apologize for the way things had to turn out, but I really appreciate all you've done. Thanks so much. I hope we can figure something out next time. And they got back to me and said, you know, we actually haven't found Sven yet. Can you come out in May? Yes, absolutely. 100%. I am there. I'm there 100%.
That is okay. So what you're saying is, from your first audition, you actually spoke up and you talked about what you wanted, which sounds like, from a casting standpoint, you want to cast somebody in the role that they want, so that not only will they accept the role, but then they'll stay in the role, especially with the tour. And then when it didn't work out that you could make the call, you didn't walk away like, I don't want to make waves, I'm just going to fade away into the ether. You spoke up, you thanked them, and you still showed interest. That's really an amazing lesson. That's really incredible. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. And honestly, I've been getting that response from so many people that I tell this story to. And I guess it was just the way I was brought up. But I look at them and I go, you wouldn't have done that? Like, you're not going to ask for what you want and then continue to say, hey, I'm still going for this. I'm sorry it didn't work out now, but let's try again.
That kind of baffles me
that people are surprised that I did that.
Well, because there's such an intimidational lore behind the casting table, and like, it's thank you next, and you got your 15 bars or your 18 bars, and you're you're like, and just for you to, yeah, I just think that that's amazing. And it just, yeah, it's a really a testament to your confidence and your willingness to, I just think it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
So you get cast in the show, yep, and you, what was it, how, like, tell us a little bit about Sven and the Sven costume.
So we actually, we got to go out. They flew us out to Portland to try on the costume once more, and we, mm-hmm, well, before that we molded our head, which was an insane 2.5 hour process that you could barely,
sure,
breathe. But anyway,
uh-huh.
so we got the costume, we got to try it on all on there and play around with it a little bit, and then we get to rehearsals, and Kyle and I both get there a week earlier to do some of the puppetry work, and they throw us in right away. They put us in the silk and they put us in the head. And we just kind of have to figure things out. And looking back at it, that we had about 3 weeks before we started getting in with the ensemble. And looking back at it, there were certain mistakes I was making. I'm like, wow, I'm so glad,
wow,
I figured that out.
Incredible.
Finding the weight of the head, knowing how the hinges work, knowing how the mechanism of the eyes and the ears work, and finding your way on the stilts and where you have to hold yourself. And if you're too far back, it's actually a lot harder. If you kind of pitch forward a little bit, it takes a little bit more strength, but eventually you'll get the endurance and build yourself up to it that you can do it.
Well, and so is the Frozen performs 8 shows a week. And
yeah,
what is that like for you?
So fortunately for us, they figured out that 8 shows per week for somebody that's doing Sven is not necessarily, it's difficult because somebody's not strong enough, but the human body, it's not enough time to really fully recover. And it's,
sure,
not a sustainable feat over a long period of time, like a year, 2 years, 5 years.
Sure.
So they split the cast so that there's two of us that do it. So we do 4 shows a week. And I mean, we have PT every day if we need, every other day. I usually go in every other day. And I've got a very specific physical, right? I go to the gym and I have to partake in to keep my body in the right shape, in the right stamina, in the right flexibility. And it's not something that I can really skimp on, because otherwise I'll get injured, and that,
yeah,
doesn't help anybody.
Amazing. Were you surprised? Okay, so let me take you back to your first time entering on stage in an actual performance,
yeah,
of Frozen. Were you, like, what was it like to hear the reaction? Because I was in the audience and I saw Sven and Kristoff enter, and it's an audible gasp. Like, people are like, what the heck am I looking at? It was so cool.
Yeah.
What was it like to do that, to be that person?
So, I'll be honest, in the costume, we're about half blind and half deaf. So I don't get to hear everything. But
wow,
when I do, I mean, we had an audience last night that was just so loud and so glorious, and they loved every little minute of it. And it's refreshing to get that feedback as we're performing and go, okay, yeah, let's go with it. And it builds all of us up. It's wonderful, and I think that's the real draw of live performance, is having that immediate reaction with the audience and being able to play with them and communicate with them, even though you're not having a specific dialogue with them. You're not breaking that fourth wall, as we like to say.
Right.
But when we come out and I can hear that, oh man, it picks me up. It's a shot of adrenaline real quick. It's great.
is there something special about starting off your tour here in California, being a California boy?
Absolutely. I mean, being able to spend Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and my birthday with friends and family, living in my own home, spending 2.5 months out in New York working on stuff, and then coming back and being able to just relax and sleep in my own bed for just a little bit longer.
Sure.
Brings everything together for me. I'm able to just kind of tie up a couple loose ends and then really hit the road and with a strong positive attitude and enjoy every minute of it while I'm out.
Incredible. And so do you have any other, like, have you seen shows at the Pantages and before being in Frozen?
I might have gone when I was a kid, when I was younger, because my grandmother would always go get tickets for stuff. But we normally went to more like the stuff at the Dorothy Chandler and the Mark Caper and the Amundsen Theater, because my grandparents living in Pasadena, it was a lot closer for them.
Sure, absolutely.
So
But
I don't think I ever went to Pantages, but being able to do this show is a huge check off the bucket list. I mean, because I've performed at the Taper. I've gotten to work with a couple of ballet companies at the Dorothy Chandler. And just, you know, the Pantages is one of the few theaters in L.A. that's the big theater, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very special theater, and
yeah.
I'm so glad you got an opportunity to. My last question is, what do you do? Like, okay, so it's winter, it's cold and flu season. You have a very strenuous job. Like, what are your tips to staying, like, to staying healthy and staying fit, other than just like going to the gym, getting lots of rest, drinking lots of water? Like, what else?
Other than sleeping and eating and drinking properly, I actually practice several Eastern philosophy practices. I have studied a little bit of acupuncture, acupressure, Chinese medicine with cranial sacral, breathing techniques, and that all comes back to my martial arts, my Tai Chi. I do a lot of meditation, I focus a lot on the flexibility and alignment of the spine and encouraging spinal fluid and brain activity through meditation. And that adds a lot to the mental stability of everything, but keeping all of that properly oiled, so to speak, encourages smoother muscle function and being able to operate physically that much easier. You know, I couldn't only do the meditation. I have to do the physical workout as well, but including that makes everything operate so much smoother.
That's great advice. Evan, it sounds like you are all set to begin your national tour of Frozen, the first national tour. So happy to get a chance to talk with you, and thank you so much for giving us some insight into this fascinating and incredible character. And congratulations on your the trajectory of your career. And I wish you continued success. Frozen the Musical is playing at the Pantages Theater now until February 2nd, and tickets are available at hollywoodpantages.com. If you want to keep up with Evan, we can find you at, is it evan.strand on Instagram and evanstrand.com? Is that correct?
That is. And if anybody can't find that, reaching out through the Broadway or Frozen's tour Instagram is always an easy way to get a hold of me, too. They can get messages to me if anybody needs to contact me for anything at all. So.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I wish you and the rest of your incredible cast the best of luck and have an amazing time on tour. And anyone listening, if you're in LA, go check them out before Groundhog Day. Thanks so much, Evan.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
I want to thank Evan and the folks at Disney and the incredible team at the Hollywood Pantages Theater for making this interview happen. And I encourage you all to follow Evan on Instagram. He's evan.strand on Instagram. And the Hollywood Pantages Theater is also a fantastic Instagram account to follow. And then the Frozen Tour, if you want to keep up with Evan and all of his cast members, it's a fantastic way. And like and comment and send them messages and keep track of them as they travel all around the country. And for me, you can follow me at Will Armstrong PR across all social media platforms. And feel free to check out westofbroadwaypodcast.com for all of our past episodes. I really appreciate you all checking out this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed this show. I think it was fantastic. Looking forward to many, many more. So enjoy your day, and thanks for listening. And if you're ever looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now And get more information by visiting risetheatre.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org. Because only together we rise.